Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 37 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KC8TWJ listening.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 36 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 32 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Partly sunny. 32 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Sunny. 36 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Sunny. 37 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KATCI. KATCI. NHK. KCACI. NHK, you in frequency, Jeff. November 8, Romeo Hotel, Kilo. Testing clear.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 39 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. 41 degrees. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly sunny. 45 degrees. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw.
Kilo Echo 8, United Radio Victor, standing by.
KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 46 degrees. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Partly sunny. 45 degrees. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good evening. 1800 hours. Mostly sunny. 46 degrees. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good evening. 1900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 45 degrees. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw.
KC8VOA, this is KC8YVGov.
Good evening, Rena. Just give me a second.
Roger that. KC1VF, standing by.
This is KC8VOA, the Sunday Mid Michigan Net. My name is Rick. My call sign is KC8VOA, and I'm located in Saginaw. I'll be tonight's net control operator. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 megahertz with a PL of 103.5. The primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed radio operators. You can also find us on Echolink at KADAC-R. When checking in this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name, and location, and if you have any traffic or announcements for the net. At this time, I'd like to take check-ins from stations that are in short time, mobile, or in and out. At this time, I'll take check-ins from any Echolink stations. At this time, I will take regular check-ins. I already got you there, Ron.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec, KE8, PCQ, Dave in Bay City. No traffic.
Thank you, Dave. Do we have any other stations? Please call now.
This is November 8, Kilo, Papa, Romeo, Bob, and Frank Muth. No traffic.
Thank you, Bob. Any other stations? Please call now.
NADRL, David Shields.
Thank you, Dave. Any other stations out there like to join the net? Please call now. KA2AZ, Manny Burt, no traffic. Thank you, Manny. Are there any other stations wishing to join the net? Please call now.
This is
88 MMH, Mike, Carrollton Township. No traffic.
Thank you there, Mike. Do we have any other stations wishing to join the net? Please call now.
Eagle Delta 8, Delta X-ray, Howard, Ken Thomas Township.
Thank you there, Howard. Do we have any additional check-ins? Please call now. KC, BOA. Okay, not hearing any. We'll go to the top of the list with KC, YVF, with KEA, PCQ on standby. Go ahead and pick it up there, Ron. KC, BOA.
Good evening, Rick. Everyone on the net tonight. Hopefully everyone had a good week and a good weekend. Yesterday was kind of rainy off and on and cold and that, and today was much better, so we got a good day out of it for one. Tomorrow we're going to be back to cold and possibly some snow showers, so Mother Nature hasn't figured out which way she wants to go yet, so we're along for the ride. That's about it. For me, yesterday had, Friday night, we had our club meeting. Had a good meeting there. Saturday we had the club breakfast. Came home, worked around the house on Saturday, getting odds and ends things done. Been working on three radios that were donated to the club. I think it was Doc that donated them back at Winter Field Day. Somebody dumped a box of radios on my lap there, and I can't remember exactly who. So I went through those yesterday, got them cleaned up, so we have three different additional radios. There is a Kenwood 2-meter, a TM-241. There is another radio that is a different brand name, I don't recall offhand, that is also a 2-meter. And then there is an ICOM dual-band radio with a remote head. I think that's a 2720 ICOM that's in that group. So all three were functioning. The ICOM remote cable needs to be replaced. The missing part of the outer rubber coating on it. I did put a little liquid tape on it to help support it for now. It is functioning, but I did find a guy for $16 that sells a remote cable. If you want to, like the 10-footer, a long one for remote mounting, it was like $16, and then there was a 7-inch if you're going to kind of mount it to the radio, so at about, I think it was like 10 or 11, so the cables are available for them. I also found all of the manuals in that form, too. Let me break. So I will add those to the list. I updated the list on the club's website, KADAC, of the remaining items that we have from the one estate sale. We'll be taking those items up to Cadillac here in a few weeks for the Cadillac swap and try and sell those items at the swap up there. So we'll have a couple more radios that, and I know Dave ERL that Mike was going to get with you too to see what we have remaining from the other estate. So try and get them all up there and try and get a majority of them sold. So today, and then last night, I ended up going to the hockey game. So I got free tickets to the Spirit game. It was their last game of the season. They lost in the playoffs in the first round, so they are done for this year. But it was an entertaining night anyhow. A friend of mine that lives up in Essexville came back. We went to the game last night, so it was a good evening today. Just been working around the house doing a few other things. I'll cover that in the 73 round. So back over to you, Rick, KC8YVF.
Well, thank you there, Ron. Next we'll go to Dave, KE8PCQ with Bob on standby, N8KPR, KC8VOA.
KC8VOA in the group, KE8PCQ here. Well, today was a better day than yesterday. Today I got to work out in the yard and rake up the twigs from the remaining tree that I have. Seems as though it's shedding worse than any of the others, and we're just going to have to live with it. Eventually they'll get done or I won't rake anymore. One of the two. Didn't do much radio this week. Looking forward next week to that single side bend roundup on Saturday or Sunday, I believe. And getting ready for field day. I'm doing some inventory, figuring out what I'm going to do. So, with that said, KE8PCQ, back to net.
Thank you, Dave. Next we'll go to NAKPR, Bob, with N8ERL on standby. KC, viewing.
Good evening, everybody. Yeah, I was gone all weekend. Friday morning we left for Cleveland to visit my daughter, son-in-law, granddaughter. And my granddaughter was in a play Friday night, so we got to see that. It was pretty interesting. They did a really good job. I was really impressed. They were like 7th and 8th graders, I believe. I think my granddaughter's in 7th grade. Maybe it's 8th grade. Good grief. I don't remember anymore. But anyways, they did a really good job. Really good job. It was Beauty and the Beast. They did. It was, like I said, though, they did a really good job. Last night went to my daughter's in an orchestra and plays flute and piccolo. And it was about a 2.5-hour concert. And it was a long time since I've been to a concert like that. My daughter, had a music degree, so we was always going to CMU, for concerts up there, plus her, high school thing and whatnot. But that quality of instrumentals is always cool to hear, especially when you're in a theater that's meant for music. It's really good. And we just got home here about 6:30. Went to church this morning, then we all didn't go to church till noon, but then we all went out for lunch, and I said, well, we got to take off, so we took off. But that's about it for now. Back to net, NAKPR.
Well, thank you there, Bob. Next we go to NAERL, and then we'll do a standby, and then Minnie will pick it up. Go ahead and pick it up there, Dave. KC and BOA.
Okay, thanks, Rick. Very good, Bob, on the concert and also on the Beauty and the Beast. You might comment next time around about the makeup on the Beast, how they did that, and kind of how realistic it was. But I love going to plays, especially plays where they have. The younger kids are able to do that. Last week I didn't have much time to work the CQWPX, probably not much more than half an hour or an hour, but I found on DX Summit where Pitcairn Island was on, so I managed to break the pilot for that. So after all these years, I finally got Pitcairn Island in the log. It's not confirmed yet, of course, but it's in the log. And, okay on stuff in the hangar. Yeah, well, I will be out of town for that swap, but I'll make sure I get it out for Mike so he can take it up there. And let's see, the only other thing I've done of significance is I got my backup generator out and managed to run that under load for about 30 minutes today. You never know. I think it's going to be a kind of a crazy year for storms, so need to have all the precautions done on that, I think. Back to you, Rick. KCBOA and ADRL.
Well, thank you there, Dave. This is KCBOA for the Sunday Mid-Mission Net. Do we have any additional check-ins? Please call now. Okay, not hearing any. Next we'll go to KD8PAZ with KD8MMH on standby. KCBOA.
Well, good evening, KC8PAZ. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to all the rest of the guys on the net here. It's good to hear everyone. Enjoyed Friday night at the meeting. Missed you there, Dave, and ADRL, but things happen. And enjoyed breakfast on Saturday. So today I didn't do anything, sat here working in my word search book. So, and this is KD8PAZ, back to KC8VOA.
you there, Manny. Next, we'll go to KD8MMH with KD8DX on standby, KCBOA.
Hey, KCBOA, this is KD8MMH. Oh, good evening, Rick. Good evening, everyone on the net this evening. Well, this afternoon I went over to Dave, WBW's, and picked up that power supply to swap out my Alinco switching power supply I had that was quite noisy, apparently, on this radio. And since I've got net control for the Savara net tomorrow night, I figured I would put this in use and see how it sounded. If it sounds good and no noise on it, I'll be using this power supply from now on, and then you can mark that one off the list then, too, I guess, Ron. But had to put a pigtail on it with new power poles and everything. Went through three sets of power poles trying to put it together. First one, I had the connectors upside down, my fault on that one. And second one, the negative side, only half of the crimp, the other half didn't crimp. So third time around was the charm. We got the power poles and the lead-in connected to the new power supply. So anyway, just checking to see how it sounds, and if it's good, we can mark it sold, and I'll be using this power supply from now on. With that, this is KD8MMH, back to net control. Let me know how it sounds, Rick.
Mike, you sound pretty good there. A little bit of noise in the background, but overall, you're pretty good. I don't think it's full quiet in. There's a little bit of noise comes from Peter as well, so we'll listen a little bit closer going around, and other people can make comments there as far as how it sounds. Next, we'll go to KD8. DX. Go ahead and pick it up there, Howard. Howard, I'm not sure if you're the one that's in Thomas Township that moved into the apartments and you kind of missed working HF. If you are, the club has a brand new MFJ loop that has never been used. It's out of the box, but it's never been used, never been set up. If you are interested, KC8BOA. Howard, you there? Do we have a relay on that? Howard, try again. KCBOA.
Antenna, it's, you might, I could hear him on the input. Rick, you might ask if he wants to say it again, over.
Called me up, says, we still got a problem. I says, well, did you check the main board? And so Sure enough, he blew a MOSFET on the main board. And with that, we're going to go back up to KC8YBF, KC8BOA.
Good evening again, Rick, everyone on there. Mike, it sounds much better than you did. There's a little noise kind of for everybody, but I think it's repeater noise, but nothing like what you had before. So much better on that. It's a keeper for that regard for your radio. And again, a little bit as you're working from an antenna, a mag mount sitting on your refrigerator in the house. So noise within the house will do it, but much better than it was. Today-wise, we got my wife's car fixed. A week ago Wednesday, we were driving back from Flint, and we got on the on I-75 headed north, and I smelled this burning smell. And there was a, kind of smelled like diesel fuel, but there was a truck in front of me, so I just pickup truck, so I figured it was that. So we cracked the windows, aired the car out, rolled them back up, and continued on our way. About halfway up home, the same thing happened, and noticed that another truck, the pickup truck had just passed us a little bit before. Figured it was probably a diesel again, kind of odd, and I'm thinking, you know, it's there. So we aired the car out and continued on. We got off 75, or off 675 on the Davenport, and we got a strong smell then, and there wasn't any cars around us, so I'm thinking, oh, great, we got a problem. Car didn't have any issues driving home. We got it home, I popped the hood and noticed that the transmission cooler, one of the lines for the transmission cooler, had a leak. So it wasn't dripping in the driveway or anything like that. There was no noticeable drip on it. It was mainly just, I guess, when we were under pressure and driving. Thought I had a pinhole or something in it spraying against the hot engine and causing the fumes, because when I got home, popped the hood, smoke rolled out of the hood, and I could see that there was some moisture down in it. So one of my son-in-law's friends, a mechanic as well, he came over and changed out the lines. We ordered them this week, came in, and he changed out the lines this morning. Took him about an hour was all. So her car's back on the road. She's been driving mine for the last week, and I've been driving the old van, which has is a kind of challenge in the rain because the windshield decided to develop a leak. So it's a little tough to drive when you got water coming in various places. So I hope the rain stays away for a while. With that, I'll turn it back over to Net Control. Everyone have a good week. We'll talk to you, some of you, tomorrow night on the SavaroNet 73. Back over to you, Rick, KC8YVF.
Thank you, there, Ron. Next, we'll go to KEAPCQ with NAKPR on standby. Go ahead and pick it up, Dave.
KC8VOA. Well, note for Ron, it's lucky that he didn't have one of those quick disconnects let go of the little O-ring in there, because you'd fry a tranny in about a heartbeat. You'd have smoke, but you'd also have no tranny. With that said, everybody have a great week. Let's hope the weather stays just kind of the way it is. I mean, daylight, we're in the daylight savings now, so, you know, everybody wants the sunlight after work, and we got her. So, with that said, KE8PCQ, 73s, and God bless. Back to KC8POA.
Well, thank you, Dave, 73. Next, we go to NAKPR with NAERL on standby. Go ahead and pick it up, Bob, KC8VOA.
All right. The mask, the Beast War, it was a mask, but it worked. It really worked because he had hair that you would not believe. He looked like it stuck out. It was super wavy. Okay, it wasn't really called curly, but super wavy. And it was perfectly round all around his head. You know, sticking out, I guess, a good 8 inches off his head all the way around. And it was a mask. It covered his eyes and his nose and had the horns on it that curved back like the Beast had. It worked very well. I was surprised it worked so well. I don't think it would have worked on somebody else that didn't have as much hair as him, but definitely worked with him.
And they had unique costumes too. You know, whoever designed them, I thought they did really good work. You know, with the teapot and the coffee cup or the cup, the clock. You know, they all had the candelabra. That was really cool. But the way they did that was really cool the way they did that. But yeah, for 7th and 8th graders doing a play like that, they did an excellent job. Very, very good job. And the teacher that got them all together and got everything together, and you know, they changed sets and everything. But yeah, they did an excellent job. My daughter, just the same with my daughter's concert. You know, they practiced for quite some time. They got a spring concert coming up here, but you know, I can't make it all the time. It's like a 4-hour trip there, so. But I do enjoy that kind of stuff. But with that said, thanks for doing that. And who's ever out there tomorrow night, I'll talk to you then. Back to Night Control and KPR.
Well, thank you, Bob. 73 there. Next, we'll go to NAERL, and then we'll do a standby to see if there's any other stations who'd like to join the net. All right, go ahead and pick it up, Dave. KCBUA.
Hey, thank you again, Rick. Okay, Bob, thanks for the info. Yeah, those programs that the kids put on are so much fun, and they enjoy doing them so much. That's very cool. I guess I don't have anything much else, so I will go ahead and sign off and turn it back to you, Rick, KCBOA and ADRL.
Thank you, Dave, 73. This is KCBOA. Do we have any other stations who would like to join the Sunday Mid Michigan Net? Please call now, KCBOA. Not hearing any stations calling, we'll go to KD8PAZ with KD8MMH on standby. Go ahead and pick it up, Vinny. KCBOA.
Well, good evening there again, Rick. This is KD8PAZ. Good to hear everybody in here and what they were doing over the weekend. Like I say, I didn't do much of anything, but anyway, we got the next week to go, and I'll talk to some of you tomorrow night. This is KD8PAZ back to KC8VOA.
Well, thank you there, Minnie. You have a wonderful week. 73 to you. We'll talk to you tomorrow night on the net. KD8MMH with KD8DX on standby. Go ahead and pick it up, Mike. KC8VOA.
Okay, KC8POA, this is KD8MMH. Well, thanks again, Rick, and thanks everyone, too, for the reports on the noise. So it sounds like this power supply is a keeper then. You can mark that one off the list if you want on the website there, Ron. I'll give some money to Tom for that one. And if anybody's interested in a noisy Elinco switching power supply, let me know. Try to get rid of that one somewhere, somehow. Other than that, we'll say 7-3 to everyone. Hope everyone has a great week ahead. Like I said, I've got net control tomorrow night, so we'll talk to some of you tomorrow night on the Savara Net. KD8MMH, back to net control. Thanks for doing the net tonight, Rick.
Thank you, Mike. You have a wonderful night, 73. Next, we'll go to KD8DX. Howard, go ahead and pick it up. KCBOA.
Thank you.
And everybody have a good week. Well, thank you, Howard. You're coming through a little better there. You still dropped out of the repeater. We got most everything you said there, though, this time. For myself, not a whole lot going on. This is kind of a busy week with little odds and ends going on and cleaning up after some of the projects and so forth that I've been doing. Unfortunately, I think tomorrow when I looked at the weather forecast this morning, it said 70% chance of snow showers for tomorrow. So hopefully it's not too bad out. And the temperatures appear to be a little cooler this week than what they have been. So hopefully weatherman's wrong. Are there any other closing comments or rechecks for the net? Please call now. not hearing any tonight, including myself. We had a total of 8 check-ins at this time. The Mid-Michigan Net would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Rick, KC8VOA. The net is now closed. The time is 7:29, and the repeater is turned back to normal amateur use. 73, KC8VOA.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly sunny. 45 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 21 hours. Partly cloudy. 41 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 39 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 37 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.